good evening, or hello morning, there, or welcome, or wherever you are. You're now listening to Jim and Dave hashtag Bants. I'm Jim.
And I'm Dave. Hello to you all.
Are we all well? Are we all lovely?
I'm liking your merchandise there, James.
The mug. I have the mug. The mug has the mug. Oh, no. Camera's there.
Yes.
Mind you, it took us that long to try and get this bloody thing working, Dave. The tea's either gone or cold. I'm not quite...
Oh, get one of your kids to make them. They love making stuff for you. They'll do that.
Yeah, right. I only managed to get a carrot cake out of Isabel the other day because we had a massive row and she felt sorry.
Did she? She had rows more often.
Well, no, we should, yeah. But to be fair, just to try and get anything out of us, like pulling teeth, to be fair.
But then
you go.
Imagine.
There you go. It's took us ages to try and get this working, so let's hope, fingers crossed, this is the one. I've got a right crappy wire, Dave. I've got a bit of a backup wire because the scrotum that is my son has lost my other headphones with the white wire in it. So
can't you just beat kids? Just give them a bit of a threshing every now and again. Threshing.
Do you know, I'd love to, but the problem is that we talk about it on air, so I'd probably get found out and get told off.
Yeah, but maybe think we're joking on air, which is the perfect opportunity to... Yeah.
Okay, yes. So for those eagle-eyed viewers, listeners, they'll notice that Dave's in a different area.
Yes.
We've been trying to do this. Yes, we've been trying to do this for the last 38 minutes. So
is that how long it's taken?
Yeah, we've been at it for nearly 38 minutes now to try and get this
done. You know it didn't last that long,
do you? No, you're normally done by now. In fact, you've probably recharged and gone for another one by now.
Or at least, yes.
At least. So, so it's been that long since we've done this, isn't it, mate? It's appalling.
It is. Like I say, normally, this is the norm, to be honest. Ideally, we should be doing it about once every week or so, like we said we were going to do.
Yeah,
we've had things to do like sitting and not being bothered and what have you.
Sitting. We need an incentive, Dave. So, and I think that incentive is money.
Yeah, that's the only thing that gets us going. Money.
Yeah. So if so again, we've said it before. If anybody wants to incentivize the podcasts by paying us, we'll do it. We don't even want a lot, do we, Dave?
No,
we don't even want a lot.
No, just enough.
What would it cost you to do this on a weekly? What would you want, Dave? Let's get this out there. How much would you like to get paid to do this regular basis once a week? How much would you want to get paid?
Once a week for the high quality entertainment that it is, I would say £20 night out at Spoons. You know what I mean? I don't ask for a lot, do I?
£20 and a night out, or £20
night out in Spoons, isn't it? Are you a bit more expensive, would you say?
I think I'm a little bit more expensive because, let's be honest, I'm the talent.
You've got definitely not the looks, that's for sure. And other comedic entertainment in between.
Yeah.
You're just a knob twizzler, which is like your normal Saturday nights, isn't it?
I think probably a little bit more expensive just purely for production value. That's it, really.
Oh, well, you see.
But and let's be honest, because we do this live, we don't do any editing. I just press record.
And then
I do a little bit at the end, but I don't do a lot. It's not a lot. Probably half an hour. That's it really.
Yeah,
half an hour.
See, I did earlier on and put some things on the Facebook.
I've not even seen that. You are our social media manager. How's the Facebook looking, Dave? Is it nice and...
Oh, it's looking exactly the same as it did about a month ago, bar one post.
Have you been on the new Twitter?
Are you really looking at it now?
What, the Facebook?
No. Have you been on the Twitter?
I'm just looking at my phone. No, the new Twitter, it's weird thing is, it kind of like, obviously it was on, they just changed it on my phone. So they changed it to the new logo. And I didn't have a clue what it was. And I just saw this bloody black X on my phone. I thought it was like some kind of porn app that had like... Because it was just an X. I thought it was some...
Accidentally somehow... got on the phone.
So I was like, what's this? Where's this come from? So I uninstalled it, not knowing what it was. And then I went, I've not looked at Twitter today. And then I was like, can't find Twitter. So I Googled what it was. Yeah, so there you go.
There you go. No worries. Brilliant. You're such a granddad, aren't you? Keep in touch with the news and everything like that.
Yeah, because I only really use Twitter to look at cricket and football and stuff like that. That's all I really look at it for. I don't socialise. Really? Yeah. Well, no. Have you been gathering some shout-outs?
I have indeed, yes. I've got one, two, three. I've got six shout-outs. That many of the shout-outs.
Six? Six shout-outs? Well, do you want to do them in a bit?
Yeah. I know. And we'll do them in a bit. Let's keep them in tender hooks. You know what I mean? So they've got to keep them listening. Because otherwise we'll go, ah, baby shout-out, cancel. You know what I mean?
We'll yeah, because...
terrible
yeah.
stuff we're going to go through for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah. Do you remember that? We had that conversation how on the stats, I'm not obviously we can see where the locations are and people are listening. On YouTube now, and on, I think, Spotify, I can see how far in people have listened to. And normally we tend to stop at 30 minutes, don't we? Most people on Spotify and YouTube finished and turned off after 7 minutes. So.
7 minutes. To be fair, seven minutes enough, though, isn't it? Some people
depends
say
what
seven
you're talking
minutes
about,
enough.
But yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Speaking of which, how's your love life, Dave?
How do we jump from one like that to the other? I'm seeing a young lady from Derby. Been on a few dates.
Have you checked how many toes she's got?
Yeah, she's got all of the toes.
All 50?
All should be all. We're not from Colville, you know. All the amount
all
of
regulation
fingers,
toes. She has regulation toes and fingers. That's...
Yeah, quite nice. We took her out to a place called Pizza Hut. I don't know if you're aware of this establishment. How expensive
classy.
Is that?
Classy yeah. guy. It you is see, a rip-off, isn't it? Yeah.
It is. Do you know, you say that, but it's an expense that's just... good job I have a £20 voucher. You know what I mean? It wasn't a voucher, it was a gift card. So it's like spending real money, isn't it?
Oh, you're so classy. You're so classy. You know how to impress, don't you? Not only do you go somewhere like a Pizza Hut, you go and slap out a voucher. Where'd the voucher come from?
Yeah. It was from Dan, used to go football with. Gave me £20 for my birthday. And I thought, you know what? Let's spend it on something worthwhile rather than a pair of socks or a pair of pants or something. I'll spend it on a pizza. I even went for the old, what's the cheese? Stuffed crust is what I went for.
Stuffed crust. All right, well done. Yeah. Well done you. I don't like to see what sort of pants you buy for
£20
a pair.
Made the most of the unlimited drink.
Tell me about the pants that you buy when it's £20 a pair, by the way. What's these pants that you're buying at £20 a pair?
You know the ones that stop you from chafing? Those bad boys.
No, what are they called?
You know the step one pants, have you heard of them?
No, is that what they are? No, no.
Step one. They're like on the internet. They're like bamboo pants, and on the inside of your leg, they have an extra kind of layer, so there's no, like, burnage, friction, so you don't get chafing.
Oh, well, there you go.
You suffer from that as well as I do, being slightly larger than the average man.
Well, not so much anymore, Dave, because I've no longer got skin between my legs. I've just got sandpaper.
Yeah. Have you? And you barely move either, do you? So you're not going to do that by not moving.
Yeah, you can zest a lemon down there, Dave, I tell you.
Can you? Nice.
Think there's a delay.
Going back to it, I'm seeing a lady and we're getting on really well. Going back to where it really started, James. Yes.
Oh, good. Well done, David. Well done.
Thank you very much. Well done. So, unfortunately, they know all the ones that are at my door knocking. You're right, Dave, to fancy a relationship. I'm like, sorry, darling, I'm taken. Spoken for. Loads of them out there.
Do they come knocking, do they, David? Do they come knocking?
Yeah, I like to think so.
You like to think so. Oh, dear. Right, do you know what? Yeah. Let's do Biscuit Corner. Because this has been an anticipated Biscuit Corner for a while now. We've been talking about this biscuit for ages. So as people know out there, we tend to do we review biscuit each week. Now this one, this has been a long time coming, this one, hasn't it, Dave? We've been trying to get all of these biscuits for ages.
We've seen it out there. And I got it first, and then for some reason Colville, it must have been, they either went really fast or they didn't think Colvillians were happy enough to have one of these biscuits that I've got here. But you found them, didn't you, Jim, at a price of, was it £2.20?
£2.20 for a packet that is, I mean, I'm guessing yours is the same size, 232 grams.
I think you're right, yes.
Do you know what? Packet's wet.
That is true, yeah.
The packet's wet. I wonder why the packet's wet. I wonder what's been sitting in. Anyway.
Yeah.
That was a biscuit, all right. So, £2.20. Jeepers, they better be good.
The biscuits.
The best be good, that's all I can say. Let's get the old jingle on.
Tell them what they are, what we've purchased.
No, we're going to get the jingle on first, and then we'll do it. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay. You love that.
Are you ready?
I am ready. So, the biscuits are...
I'm going to put them to the camera, shall I?
Yeah, go on, you do yours, because I've half ate mine. I know I haven't. I've not had any. I've just opened them for the first time. So, they are white chocolate... There you go. White chocolate digestive biscuits. These, I've been excited for these. Ever since I saw them advertised.
Well, you haven't been excited as long as me, because you ate some of yours.
No, I haven't. It's
cheaty cheater.
Yeah, maybe. I did have a couple the other night. Yeah, I was hungry. So, obviously, everybody knows I love white chocolate. So, as soon as I saw these advertising, Dave's having a good sniff. I've had a couple of these. So, obviously, what we'll do is we'll have a nibble, shall we? And I have to do intermission, don't I? Of course we do. Yes.
Let's have a nibble. Yeah. Let's have a nibble. Get it right, Jim. Intermission. Right. We can have a nibble.
Let's play intermission then, and let's have a nibble.
Welcome to intermission. Yeah, intermission.
So, David, how do you feel?
Yes. Okay. There's a lot of digestive there. And I think there's probably just enough amount of chocolate. It doesn't outweigh the taste of the digestive, is what I'm trying to say to you, Jim. So it's a good biscuit, followed by a nice layer of chocolate. I like it. Does that cover it for you? What about you?
It does. No, it does cover it for me. I obviously being a lover of white chocolate, David, I disagree with you. I think there could be a little bit more white chocolate. So for the fans out there, let's see if I can get a zoom in on the amount of chocolate we've got on there. So and let's be honest, it's only a digestive on t'other side, which have to be, apart from rich tea, a fairly boring biscuit. So
that is true.
I'm torn. I like them. Do you know what I want to see, Dave? Do you know what this made me want?
Yes.
This made me want a white chocolate hobnob.
Really? Ooh, yeah.
That's what it's made me want.
I could live with that.
Yeah.
Ring Mr. McVitie up. See what he says. Do you know what you're supposed to eat it the other way around? So the chocolate's at the bottom.
Are you?
So then the crumbs, yeah. So then one of my colleagues, Rob Bob, says it should be the other way around. So the chocolate's at the bottom to get the flavour, and it doesn't crumb it in your mouth.
Well, yeah. I'm going to mute myself while I just have another nibble then, so bear with me.
Yes, okay, so Jim's having another one now. You can see his face, all yummy, and he's going, I can see the difference. He's kind of going that way with the chocolate down. I think it's just an excuse to have another biscuit, to be fairly honest, considering he's had some earlier on.
And I'm halfway down the packet.
I don't think there's any other reason. Yeah. How many you got left?
About a third.
Right.
Yeah. Do you know what? Yeah, I like that idea. It doesn't change my mind that it's only digestive at the end of the day. But do you know what? Yes. I'll go with that.
Yeah, there you go. So,
so what are you going to give it, Dave?
I'm only going to give it a 6.5.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
There you go.
So white chocolate digestives, 6.5 from Jim and Dave on this week's Biscuit Corner. So, David, let's do shout-outs.
Shout-outs. Well, we've had six, as I said to you. Usually we have one that's not mentioned this time around, but on this particular occasion, we've got, I'm going to change it. You'll be like, who's this geezer? Trucker Pete.
Trucker now, Pete? Trucker,
yeah, he used to be Manager Pete, but he's the one that's gone. So he's now out and about, like long-distance Clara on the truck. Like that, that's what he does. Delivering, well, shizzle or something like that. So he wants a shout-out. Rob Bob from work. We've got Lee.
Rob Bob. Is that the new fella, Rob Bob?
No, Rob Bob's been there ages. He's the tall one. He looks like Louis Theroux. He does.
What's he do at work?
He does the things on BBC where he goes and talks to Americans that are just absolutely mad, and he just interviews them.
What? Not who's Louis Theroux, you tit?
I meant
who's Rob Dog?
Rob Bob.
Rob Bob.
I'm sure you said that last time as well.
Remember that. Oh, okay. All right. So he's a driver at your place. Right, okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
Then there's Lee, who's a manager at my place.
Right.
Friend Becky.
And
then we've got two more. And we'll link into something in a bit. One of your daughter's friends, or two of your daughter's friends, sorry.
Yes.
August and Bethan.
Now, I'm going to out you now, Dave.
Yeah.
On this, because before August and Bethan get all excited that they've got a shout out, Dave couldn't remember your names. He had to get me to ask.
To be fair, that whichever way round I say it, the other one will be upset. I knew one of them, but I didn't know the other one.
Yes, Dave texted me earlier on and saying, What was their names?
Yeah, you're just so mean.
I know, of course.
Meany. You're an absolute beast. Either way, we went out with them, your daughter, for a birthday, your daughter's birthday, didn't we, to Bongo's Bingo in Leicester.
We did, yeah. We took Isabel for her 18th and a small selection of her and mates.
Yes.
To Bongo's Bingos. I'll tell you what, it was all right. It was good. I would probably change the choice of music a little bit, maybe, if I'm being a bit picky. But other than that, it was all right.
Because you're a bit old, aren't you, like me? I think nothing you needed to be drunk to go there.
Yep. Nothing to do with the fact that we were by far the oldest. Would you say we were the oldest in the room?
Oh, no, there's a woman there in her 60s. At least in her 60s. I'm pointing. She's not even there. She's not in my house or anything.
Well, she's that way.
She's over there, yeah. Yeah, that way. Yeah, but she was in there. She was dancing. But we were there. We weren't drinking. And I tell you what, we didn't know where to look, did we? To be fair, because some of the things that they were wearing,
I would disapprove of if I was their parents. David, what does that say about me?
You're an old fuddy-duddy, is what it says.
That means I'm an old fart. That's what that means,
Dave. That's what it does. But they didn't make them like that back in our day, did they? I know, let's wear baggy jumpers and baggy jeans.
Dungarees! There's a woman in my class, and I don't know whether she'll find me on Facebook or not. I don't know, so I'm not mentioning her name, right?
Yeah.
She used to, and we were talking high school, so 11 to 14...
Yeah.
By the time we left at 14, she had the most enormous norks ever, right?
Yeah.
And you knew she had them. But she used to wear dungarees. What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Dungarees, Dave. You could tell it was the 90s. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Yes, well, like I say, it was good fun, though. The kids enjoyed it, didn't they, out there? Your daughter called the wrong number by mistake and she got to the front and everyone called her. What was
it? A dickhead. Yeah, everybody called her a dickhead.
Yeah, your daughter's a dickhead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
But they seemed to enjoy themselves. That was good. Thankfully we didn't win, especially when one of the prizes was a double-ended dildo.
Was quite funny.
You're not used to the double-ended ones, are you, Dave? You're used to the normal ones.
Yeah, why would you double-ended?
You know what I mean? You can share it with somebody. That's all that means.
It
was a good night. It was a very good night.
It was.
And then apparently, obviously, there was a couple of them who are big fans. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, we didn't even get... Oh, we should have done the autographs. We should have signed a T-shirt or something like that for them. Some merch.
Yeah, you're letting it get to your head now a bit, Dave.
I am a little bit, yeah. We won't even be able to... We'll get about 4 T-shirts. Still won't be able to sell them. No. Be a nightmare.
No, put it this way. The mug we've had done, we've only got... There's 2. Well, I've got one, and you've got the other one. To be fair, we haven't tried to sell these, but let's be honest. Do you know what? If anybody does want a mug, let's just put it out there. Obviously, I'm not saying you can have one, but if you'd like a mug, let us know via the social mediums of Facebook and Twitter. It's not now, it's called X. Or whatever it's called. Let us know. I mean, not that you're going to get one, and we're not going to make them up, are we, Dave? But it's just
interesting to see.
Yeah.
And they wanted to pay 20 quid for one, we'd do it.
Make 20 quid for a mug? Wowzers.
Profit out of that. Good 15 quid. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Wowzers. Yeah, definitely not going to sell one now, Dave. What else you got to tell me? Anything? Anything good?
Well, I was thinking we're on holiday in about a month.
Yeah.
Aren't we? We're on holiday.
Oh, I've ordered some new clothes.
Oh, I got your socks today.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
That's all right. Got your socks. Got
your socks. Are you £3?
Do you know what? It's treat. Christmas. Sort it out. Yeah.
Is it nothing to do with the fact that you haven't paid me any SoundCloud subscription?
No,
they're
yours. Okay. So I've got some nice shorts, T-shirt, and another T-shirt.
Yeah.
That I've just got delivered today. Holiday wear.
Nice. I've ordered some stuff as well, but obviously I've have you decided not to, like me, Dave? You do the old, oh, I'll lose some weight before my holiday.
Well, now I'm going to, what is it? I've got my, I thought I'd best wait till today. I've got my needle and thread in there. Sew my mouth up. Just leave it open to have some soup. And then for the next month and a week.
Right. But the problem is, though, Dave, you bought clothes for it. If you lose weight, if you lose a stone now, they're not going to fit you.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. It's only holiday clothes, isn't it? It's all right. I'm sure I can find someone big enough to give them to.
Yeah, but you have to buy again then, aren't you? Well, I know I'm not going to lose weight before my holiday.
Go on, Jim. Let's have a competition. For a month.
For a month? But starting when?
Now. No, after dinner, because I'm not eating yet.
Yeah, let me have another biscuit. Hold on.
Yeah. I've got a whole pack to have.
But we did this before, didn't we, Dave? It'd be easy for me to lose more because I'm bigger.
Oh, no, but can you do percentage-wise? I don't know what that meant, percentage, but it's like a big fat round person.
Percentage?
Yeah.
The 60-year-old's over there.
Percentage. I don't know. But yeah, we could do percentage-wise.
Thing is, knowing you probably have got a 60-year-old in the corner.
That's harsh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. How are we going to do it? What's the logistics?
Well, you just work out what your weight is now, what your weight is... at the end, in about a month's time, when we next do the next one,
and do we trust each other?
I think so.
Yeah. I could take a photo of the scales with me and Isabel on it.
Yeah, and then take her off. Yeah. I think that'd be cheating, James.
Job done.
Yeah,
I'll have a think about it.
Have a think, James. Because
I'd rather sit and eat biscuits. To be fair.
To be fair, what am I having tonight? I've got scrambled egg, some low. Fat sausages. I'm going to have some tomatoes tonight. Is what I've got for tonight's dinner.
Oh, are you having any bread?
Nope, no carbs.
Ooh.
All the carbs are in the biscuits that I've just eaten. To be fair.
Oh, that's very good, Dave. I've no idea what I've got. She's not home from work yet, so I don't know.
Oh, you know what? You sort her out. To be fairly honest.
No, hey, mate. No, she's out working on a Monday night. No.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
That makes her sound like a right little so and so. That does. Got her out on Monday night working.
No, well, it's schools are off, aren't they? So teachers ain't working, so...
Oh, yeah, what's she doing?
Nothing, Dave. Nothing.
Oh, right, yeah. Nothing.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, teachers are off. So
yes.
It's like she hears the word summer holiday and that's it. She thinks she gets a summer holiday. Where I'm like,
So obviously your house is spotless, isn't it? So it's gleaming. You know, like when you see flash advert and you go into the room and they've got gleaming sides and everything like that.
What do you think? I'm not saying a word. No, it's not.
You know how we'd kind of not seen each other or not been on line for a while?
Yeah.
How was your holiday with the laws?
It was all it was all right. No, it was good. It was good. It was nice, enjoyable, chilling.
Because you went on a boat, didn't you?
Went on a boat. So I was in a small confined space with my kids and the in-laws. So I knew something was going to have to give at some point. But actually, I survived. I even managed to finish a book. So I've now read 3.
That Billy Blue Hat, Jennifer Yellow Hat? Or...
yeah. Yeah. I finished my... I think I might have read 4 or 5 now. But I'm not a reader. I'm not a big reader. But I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I managed to sit and chill and read. So it was good.
Well done.
Nothing to report, really. Quite boring.
No, that's pretty boring. I thought there'd be like some fireworks where they hadn't done something or something might have happened. Kids being annoying.
They're always annoying, David. Just like a matter of life. It doesn't matter. There isn't a day goes by I don't want to smother one of them. So it's fine.
That's all right, then.
But it's all right. Isabel goes uni soon. Well, she's bloody better.
Yeah.
August 17th is D-Day. That's when she gets the results. I booked the day off work. Because I want to be with her when she opens the exams. I've met use that as an excuse. I just wanted a day off work. So
I'll take that.
17th. Shall we be...
Forget your daughter. We'll go play golf.
Yeah, so I'll wake up, see what she's done. All right, I'm off. See you later.
Yeah.
17th of August. It's a Thursday. So we will see whether she gets into the university of choice or whether she'll try and just do nothing, which I'm just... Yeah. That's, I keep hearing that all the time now.
Yeah.
Gap year this or year out that. And I'm like, get your ass to university, love. And
yeah, get yourself sorted, lad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just ridiculous. So...
Because obviously we do this regularly-ish, don't we? This podcast.
Blue moon, Dave.
And there's been talk. Have you been poached?
I had a feeling you might bring this up, Dave, to be fair.
Hashtag Snorefest. Is that right?
Now, hold on a minute. Bear in mind, this is a world that you're currently residing in as well.
I know, yes.
So obviously I work within the world of concrete.
So do I.
Ready-mix concrete.
So do I. Yeah.
We do work for both different companies, but yeah. Word has spread of me or doing podcast with a so-called friend. And
enemy.
Word has spread, and apparently the big boss man, MD, has talked about doing a podcast for a couple of times, or somebody suggested it, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And word has spread that me and you do this malarkey for an half an hour once in a blue moon.
Yeah, once in a blue moon.
And I've had a discussion with him, and I kind of like told him what we do and how we do it. And yes, so I'm now co-host of a work podcast and a producer and editor of a podcast.
Are you indeed?
Yes. Now, obviously, there's no name for it yet, and obviously, it's not going to be out there in the public domain, Dave, either. So,
it's going to be
work only because obviously we don't want competitors getting it and getting a nosy on what we're doing. I'm not even sure it's general knowledge, but you know what? Nobody knows really who I work for anyway. So,
AI.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Artificial intelligence is who I work for.
Yeah, that's what you need.
It's going to be, because we're going to be talking about concrete.
Do you know what? It might be even more interesting than our podcast, to be fairly honest. You never know.
Yeah, to the right crowd, because I reckon me and you might even find it interesting, to be fair.
Yeah, it might be, yeah. I wouldn't be able to, being a competitor. And what's it called, where you're actually like, speaking to a competitor, a friend, but not about work?
Oh, cool. It's competition. No, I don't know what it is. Not competition law, is it? Know. Yeah,
because we never. One thing we don't do is talk about concrete, do we? No. When we're together, as no, in having a beer.
Well, we have done in the past.
No, we haven't. You can't say that. Luckily, your MD's not going to be watching.
But, no, we don't talk about
no,
stuff that our business do. We just talk about types of mixes, which is even worse than me going, oh, our company does this and your company does that. Yeah, we talk about different types of mixes that are used for whatever basis.
Obviously, standard mixes, not specialised mixes that we both do individually as a business. Because that would be against regulations, obviously. So
yes, it would,
that.
Yeah. So no, standard,
so standard mixes.
Standard just, Gen 3 mix, yeah, which has got your standard...
And stupid customers.
Yeah, we talk about stupid customers a lot. Yeah, we do have a lot of stupid customers. So. Yeah. And I know... George, any of your customers listen?
Do they heckers like? No.
Don't they?
No. No, not at all.
No,
one of them might do, to be fair. It might be Rocks.
Rocks. Right.
She has a
patterned
printed concrete from us in the mornings.
Oh, okay. What, do you put the pattern in, or do they have cut? No, stop it, Dave. No, we're not talking about
that. We don't do that. No, we just provide the said concrete.
Yes, okay. What slump do you send it in at, Dave? Do you send it in?
Oh,
it's a wet slump.
It's got to be durable, hasn't it, to be fair? Yeah. Well, not too wet, otherwise you'll be able to put the impression in it.
That's true, right?
And
yeah,
it's as we're volumetric, we can do it to their specification.
Yeah, you're going to need the workability, though, to get it in there.
You are, right?
You're talking probably mid-S2? Mid-S2?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
do you have it on a 10mm lag? Is it a 10mm lag? Is
no,
it,
they,
Dave?
Go, they go for 20mm.
Do they?
Oh,
even
10,
though...
They prefer, slightly
thought,
more expensive to have 10mm, obviously. Because
yes, it is. But I thought that, obviously, you might need a more of a finer grain to be able to put that imprint in.
Oh, dear.
Oh, we love concrete, don't we, Dave?
We do,
love concrete, yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, that reminds me, back in the day when I used to work on the streetlights for a friend's father, I used to work on the streets, on the streetlights, fixing and maintaining streetlights. And I used to be able to drive down the street and going, oh, that's a Lumix 120, and it's on a 5 metre column, which is the regulation height for a street. And obviously you then go up to 7 metres for A roads and then 10s for B for motorways.
Obviously. Yeah.
Obviously, and obviously that information has stayed with me, Dave. So it's
So all the good stuff that you should be retaining goes boosh.
Yeah.
You got stuff in there like, I don't know, nothing's gonna change my love for you, music in there, all the words in your head. Stuff
yeah,
you should
but
be in.
I can't even remember you telling me about Rob Dog in a previous episode.
Yeah.
So it's not even Rob Dog, is it?
It's Rob Bob.
Rob Bob, yeah.
You see, man,
there's an ad in school we used to call him Rob Dog. That's why I've got that in me.
Is
head, he? Yeah. Anyway, right. I think we've garbled on for far too long.
I think
now,
we have a little bit, haven't we? Yes.
Yeah. And I think it's worked. If it hasn't worked now, I'm just going to go and sit in my lounge and cry into my white chocolate biscuits.
Yeah. Because we did have issues and tissues, didn't we, before, where we had about a good 3 or 4 second delay between us, which was a little bit unworkable.
Yeah, and I think it might have happened earlier on, so apologies if anybody was listening and it sounded a bit weird. But yeah, it's caught up now, it's fine. Have you noticed I've got rid of the banners? I think the banner might be an issue, you know. I
think Do you think? Oh, it could well be,
I think that banner might be an issue,
I got
rid of it.
I have to keep on leaning forward because my screen goes off and I can't see it. So I suddenly go, like a really big face or something like that.
Like you're zooming in on the camera.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right then, big face. I think it's time we went.
Yes, so
another episode will be coming one day in the near future.
Should we do that before we go away on holidays when we're both thin?
You want to do so that will guarantee another podcast before the September
do,
the 10th.
Yeah. We can
is what you're
that.
Saying. So you're going to commit now to doing at least one podcast before the September the 10th.
Yeah.
To be fair, that's piss poor. We need to be doing two at least.
Probably two, yeah.
That's, committing to one is really not a commitment at all, Dave. So anyway, with any luck, there'll be another episode anytime soon.
Fingers
so apologies.
Yes.
Yeah, and obviously if you want to pay us to do one, then club in. GoFund us. We'll
start with GoFund us page. Get one of them going up. We'll have pennies coming in.
Come off it, Dave. People won't pay for this.
They pay for all the crap, don't they, to be fair?
Yeah, they do pay for all the crap, yeah. Okay. Right, I'm going to go because I'm hungry. What's for tea, Dave?
I've told you what's for tea. I've got me egg, I've got me sausages, I've got me tomatoes.
That was it. Yeah, you did, yeah. See, I can't remember, but I can remember us talking about textured concrete.
Yeah, I bet you can. So tell me, Jane, what are you having for your dinner?
I don't know. She's not here, is she? Well, she might be now.
You know
I don't know.
Have you thought about trading her in for a new one?
I thought you were going to turn around and say, why don't you cook your own food? I would cook my own food, but during the summer holidays, I do less. Does that make sense? Because I'm sitting at work all day, and I'm working 42-hour week and then some. And I know she's at home, and I know she's fucking. Excuse my French. I know she's sat on her backside, and I know she's working her way through Netflix. Completed it, mate. Netflix completed it. So part of me is like, I'm not going to cook. I'm not going to cook myself some tea. I know it's very Nathandriel, and I know it's like very old-fashioned for me to go, cook me dinner, woman. And I know that's not the right thing to do, but it's not a case of cook me dinner, woman. It's a case of cook me dinner, person who's done nothing for the last 3 or 4 weeks. That's what it is.
On your ass.
Yes.
Yes, mate.
Just so happens you're a woman as well. Yeah. Anyway, right, I'm going to go. So I don't know what I've got for tea. I'll tell you next time.
Yeah, I look forward to it. You won't remember what you've had, would you?
No, but I remember we talked about textured concrete on a 20-mil base. Anyway, so I'm going to go. Have a lovely week, wherever it is you're listening
to
us.
Yeah, everybody do that.
Go out and buy some biscuits. Buy the white chocolate and let us know what you think. And let's campaign for white chocolate hobnobs. I might even make some myself.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to give it a go?
Shall I?
Do you know what? Do it. What's the worst that can happen? All you got to do is melt chocolate and go like that.
Dip it in, chuck it in the fridge. It can't be that hard, can it?
Can't be that hard, can it? That's what Mr. McVitie does.
Yeah, I know, and he gets all that money. He charges £2.20 for a little packet.
I know.
Shit.
Oh, for the love of God.
Right, okay, have a lovely week, everybody. Speak to you soon for this week's podcast. I've been Jim.
Yeah, tatty bye then. Bye.
No, do it right, Dave. I've been Jim.
Oh, for the love of... Yeah, I've been Dave.
Have a lovely week, or fortnight,
too.
Or even a month. Goodbye.
Yes, tatty bye then. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.